One of the things that tattoo artist Carrie Metz Caparuso kept hearing from clients was that they had these tattoos that they dreamed about getting just as soon as they lost some weight.
I thought that way a really long time, but I never lost weight. And once I decided to just get tattooed and look at myself as art, then I started feeling way better about my body.
Now, Carrie is looking to help other people with fat bodies do the same thing. This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There's a new generation of tattoo artists making big changes in the industry. Some of them are people of color, LGBTQ. They're women or non-binary folks, like Carrie Metz Caparuso. Groups that don't fit the picture of a stereotypical tattoo artist. Those artists are working to make the tattoo shop a more inclusive place for people with all kinds of bodies. That's what Carrie's hoping to do with a project they describe as My Love Letters to Myself and All the Other Fat Babes. Carrie is an artist at Lucky Monkey Tattoo in Ann Arbor, and they join us now. Hey, Carrie, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Your Instagram feed is a place where you show some of the stuff that you've worked on recently, and there have been some images popping up in there of something you designed called roll flowers. Can you explain what roll flowers are?
Yeah, so I designed flowers that go around fat rolls, and they don't hide them, they actually highlight them, and yeah, that's what they are.
Well, the thing that's, for those, this being radio, I think maybe we better describe it a bit. These are images of flowers whereby the petals, if you put exactly the same design on a thin-bodied person, it would actually look kind of disjointed. But you've made the design so that the lay of the petals must be seen on a fat-bodied person. And to be a complete design, how did you come up with the idea that there was an image that would only work on this type of body?
I literally sat myself down and looked at fat bodies, my own included, and I thought, what can I do to highlight these roles? And it took days. I tried multiple different designs, and then a light bulb just went off, and I thought, oh yeah, the crease in the body would make a perfect stem, and you could only achieve that, like you said, with a fat body. And then it just went from there.
Is it common that you have people coming to sit in the chair with you and you hear them making decisions about what they should get tattooed or where they should get tattooed with the idea that they want to change what they look like, that they might lose weight or gain weight somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the driving forces behind me designing this, was because I had a week where it was uncanny how many people sitting in my chair were saying, man, I'd really love to get a back tattoo, but I have to lose weight first. Or I really want my upper arms done, but I really need to lose weight first. And I thought that way a really long time, but I never lost weight. And once I decided to just get tattooed and look at myself as art, then I started feeling way better about my body. I think that getting tattooed gives you some ownership and you start looking at yourself differently. So I wanted to spread that to all the people that were thinking they should wait to get tattooed.
Yeah. I mean, are there things that you have said to people who walk into the shop with that kind of, with those kinds of reservations or those kinds of conditions for themselves?
Yeah, I've said, use me as an example. Like, I have my back done, I have my stomach done, and I feel great about it. It's changed the way I look at myself. And if it's worked for me and other people, it might work for you as well.
You know, it's kind of crazy when you start to think about it and you start to look at, you know, the hashtags for tattoos. So many of them feature thin white people who are extremely fit and their tattoos do look amazing and tattoos look great on those bodies. But what do you hope tattoos can come to mean for all kinds of folks, women, men or non-binary customers who might sit in the chair, and especially those with fat bodies?
I hope that we can look at tattooing as something that's for everyone and we can start designing for everyone, because like you said, you do only see thin white people, and there's a lot of myths around tattooing that people with dark skin can't get color or fine line, and fat people shouldn't get tattooed. And so if we just stopped trying to hide these people and start highlighting what we can do with different bodies, I think that would make tattooing a much more inclusive place and for everyone.
Is there a specific craft that goes into working with customers who are looking to get inked and who are asking you to look at their fat bodies and figure out, you know, figure out where and how to do this?
Yeah, I think you, when you're dealing with fat people or anyone, honestly, you should be informative. You should say, this is how this will look on you. It might not look the same way on other people, but this is how it'll be on you. And you should be neutral about whatever it is. Being fat isn't bad or good. It's just what it is. So we need to speak neutrally about people's bodies. And then consent is really huge before you touch people, before you ask them to remove clothing or whatever it is. You need to make sure people are safe and feel comfortable and consent to what you're doing. And if you do all those things, I think you can achieve a great tattoo for anyone.
Do you think that there are places that this design has taken you as you sat down and went through the exercise of creating the roll flowers? Do you think there are places that design, that tattoo design has not gone, that you might go in the future as you pursue this idea a little bit further?
Absolutely. I want to do more scene. I've done one, but I'd like to do more turning the body into a scene or space, or there's just so many ways you can go about this. And the flowers are just one step. And I really hope to keep pushing and thinking of more new ways to celebrate fat bodies.
We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, Carrie's going to talk to us about the challenges of breaking into the tattoo industry and how that's changing with a new generation of artists. Back in a moment.
Support for the Stateside Podcast comes from Kalamazoo College, offering a personalized education that combines critical thinking, curiosity, and creativity. Committed to preparing students for meaningful careers that make a positive impact on the world. More at kzoo.edu.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside Podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Carrie, do you mind telling us how you got into this line of work?
No, not at all. I was trying to be a tattooer, and I had my little drawings, and I went to multiple shops, and I was told, like, oh, it's too saturated, there's too many tattooers, or, oh, your artwork isn't what tattoos look like. And I was feeling pretty discouraged until I happened to randomly meet my partner at a party, and we hit it off, and he was like, I'm a tattooer, and I could absolutely help you. So I kind of got an apprenticeship and a partner all rolled into one whirlwind year. But yeah, that's how I got in. It's pretty difficult to get in.
You mentioned that you were concerned early on that your art style wasn't really what people might want out of tattoos. For folks who haven't seen your feed, could you describe your work?
I do very delicate, fine line black work. It's can range from super cute and cartoony to a little bit more realistic, but it's very far from what you would typically think of, like, American traditional tattooing.
Looking at your stuff, you've got some things that are a lot of botanical work, and some things that are figurative, but it's really it's like illustration work in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, I describe it as like black illustration, which is just in the past, I'd say maybe decade, starting to really take off in the tattoo world and become pretty popular now.
What has it been like finding the market for people who want that kind of art?
For me, it's been pretty great because when I started in New York, where it was a pretty trendy style, and then when I moved to Michigan in 2013, no one was really doing it in this area, so I kind of saw the opportunity and pounced, and it's been really great for me because it's just really taken off here.
What do you see happening now in the cohort of people who are working in shops in Michigan and elsewhere?
I have noticed such a shift in, there's so many queer folks like myself now. I've seen so many women joining tattooing. I have now found a bunch of Black tattooers, Asian. Like, it's just so nice to see tattooing start to shift away from just being white cis male. It's really cool to see.
Are there still barriers for people who want to get into the industry and maybe provide some different options for customers who aren't looking for an American traditional style?
Absolutely. There's still barriers because tattooing, the main way you learn how to tattoo is by getting an apprenticeship. And no matter if it's malicious or not, I think people naturally choose people that are more like them. So that's, I think, what was keeping white men picking other white men, picking other white men. That's what was keeping it not terribly diverse. But I think people are now making the conscious decision to get other types of people into tattooing. I've seen a lot of people now kind of sidestep the getting an apprenticeship and kind of teaching themselves, which to the tattoo industry, people don't really like. But I know so many amazing artists who are self-taught. My partner is one and broke into the tattoo community. So I think it was kind of out of necessity of people getting really tired of saying, like, hearing, no, you can't tattoo, no, I won't teach you, no. So it's really cool to see people just say, you know what, forget it, I'm going to teach myself, get good enough, and I'll break it on my own. So I think that's a cool way to kind of say, hey, whatever, I don't need this apprenticeship, I don't need your approval, I'll get in my own way.
Carrie, tattooing was one of the industries that was hit pretty hard early on by shutdowns, because it's such a close proximity that artists have to have with clients when they're doing a tattoo. How's business been since you opened back up?
You know what? You would think that COVID would have slowed down tattooing, but I have noticed with other accounts that I follow, people are posting things like, I'm so busy, I'm booked out months, I'm sorry my books are closed, and my books have been closed for like 8 months, and tattooing has just exploded. The business is incredibly booming right now, and I cannot explain that.
I was kind of curious if you have anything new on yourself these days.
I do my very latest tattoo. I like to do really big fundraisers, but because of COVID, we can't have hundreds of people, you know, waiting in line outside of the shop. So I did a fundraiser. And it was a raffle that if you want to try to tattoo me, if you win the raffle, you can tattoo me. So one of my good clients, Beth Chapman, she won the raffle and very begrudgingly came in. She did not want to do it, but she did it. And she gave me just a cute, tiny little tattoo. And she did a good job.
Carrie, that is so brave that you were willing to just open up your own canvas that way. wasn't it scary? I mean, were you worried that maybe the person who won the raffle might be a little more ambitious than you were ready for?
Well, I picked the design, so that's good. And I it's not the first time I've had non-tattooers tattoo me. I've had a few friends, you know, want to try. So I'm like, hey, why not? As long as it's small and I'm there to teach you and help you, it's not too terrifying for me.
You are fearless.
Thank you.
If this is too personal, please don't feel obliged to answer. But do you have a favorite of the things on your skin?
I think my favorite, which is a bummer, I can't see it very much because it's on the back of my thigh. But I have a very colorful Miss Piggy on the back of my thigh, which I like back there, because when I walk away, I'm like, yep, I'm fat and fabulous, and Miss Piggy is such a fabulous fat icon, so I really love having her back there supporting me.
Thanks again to Carrie Metz-Caparuso for talking with us. If you want to see some photos of their roll flower tattoos, just head to michiganradio.org. You can also find Carrie on Instagram at Carrie_Metz_Caparuso. And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm April Baer. Our executive producer is Laura Weber-Davis. Today's episode was produced by April Van Buren. Our theme music is by 14KT. Additional music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in your feeds tomorrow.